Andy, it's... wow, it's really nice.
I knew you'd like it.
I turned the knife in my hands, admiring the smooth, hard red case. An explorer, I said. Victorinox Explorer. Wow.
It has 17 tools. That's your number, right?
Yeah. I unfolded the knife blade, the scissors, the screwdriver, the magnifying glass. It must have cost you a fortune. In fact, I knew exactly how much the Swiss Army knife went for. $44.90 plus tax at Pike's Hardware. 12 times as much as I paid for the bag of Butterfingers. Andy shrugged. I got a deal on it. Pike traded it to me for cleaning out his basement. I folded the tools back into the knife and squeezed it in my fist. It's heavy, I said. It feels really solid. Andy was grinning, enjoying the moment. I opened the small knife blade and began to carve the date on the wall. Andy watched me for a few minutes, then asked, "What's in the box?" "Huh?" "That box you've got." He pointed at the shoebox with the Butterfingers inside.
"Oh, it's for you."
I pushed it toward him, then watched him peel away the paper and pull the top off. His eyes opened wide, and he said,
"Oh, man, my favorite!"
He tore open the bag of candy.
"You got me the big size. Awesome!"
He ripped into a Butterfinger and took a huge bite, rolling his eyes with pleasure as he crunched away.
"I love these things," he said, his mouth full of gold and brown candy.
"It's not as nice as what you gave me," I said.
"Are you kidding? You can't eat that knife, can you? Here."
He thrust the bag at me, and I took a Butterfinger for myself. I'm making a short story long. The point is, Andy is the one who gave me the Victorinox Explorer 17-tool Swiss Army knife that later on got us in so much trouble. But what I really wanted to tell you is why it was the last time we ever climbed up that old cottonwood.